Will Stevenson, arts editor from the Arkansas Times, thanks so much for coming in and meeting with me.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So, Fred Arnold, can you tell me a bit about who he was and what drew you to his story?
Fred Arnold lived in Little Rock for the last few years of his life. He was homeless and kind of squatted at one apartment complex and lived on a bridge for a while. And he died in December in a car accident. And a friend of his reached out to me, an old friend of his, and told me that all these things about his life that made me think, oh, wow, this guy had a really fascinating life, it turns out. And some of which seemed kind of dubious even, and I decided to look into it, and it turns out that he did have a really fascinating life.
And what would you say were the highlights of that, his beetle collecting? Mm-hmm. Can you tell me a bit about his collection?
Yeah, so in the he was one of those people who was blown away by watching the Beatles on the Ed Sullivan Show when they first came to America, and he started a Beatles collection that was really, really neurotic and obsessive. He had like over 1,000 Beatles records at one point from, you know, something like almost 40 different countries. He would get imports and rarities and demos and phone interviews and all kinds of stuff. And memorabilia. He had like one of the world's largest collections of Beatles paraphernalia, like lunchboxes and stuff like that, photo slides, various things. And he was well known for it. He was high up in Beatles fan clubs and was a go-to guy for like the Associated Press and for reporters to talk to when, say, John Lennon was shot or when George Harrison was shot. They always would go to Fred Arnold for a comment.
And he had owned a record store mm-hmm. for a long time, right, in South Carolina?
Yeah, he owned a series of record stores in Charleston, South Carolina, and also in Columbia.
So last year when he passed away, he was hit by a car in Little Rock. Mm-hmm. He had been homeless for some time. He was a registered sex offender and had been having difficulty getting services. At the point at which he was living in Little Rock, where was his Beatles collection? What was in it?
Yeah, that's something I never was able to entirely resolve. When he lived in Charleston, Hurricane Hugo hit and really took out a lot of his inventory. I think he once, in an interview with Billboard, he said he lost $10,000 just overnight and a lot more. And I suspect a lot of the collection was damaged then, but he did have a lot of it still. And his friend who contacted me was helping him sell some of it, but a lot of it, I don't know where it is.
So what drew you to him? What inspired you to dig so deeply into his past?
As soon as I started to sort of see more and more evidence that Fred had been a kind of really notable character in that community and that maybe these things were true and that he was friends with Yoko Ono, I got increasingly drawn into it. And another thing that really interested me about the story was I started to talk to people who he had known here in town and who had tried to help him. And it occurred to me that you could make an interesting story just by featuring those people too, you know, and the story could be just as much about the people who tried to help him as about him, which I think, at least for the first half, it is. These people like Marty Mote, who runs a homeless shelter called A Shack. Not really a shelter, actually. They just provide resources to homeless and impoverished people who live in Southwest Little Rock. And people like Aaron Redden, who runs a nonprofit outreach group called The One. And these other people who had really cared about him the whole time, you know, and like, they were interesting people too.
So do you think we're going to find a collection of Beatles memorabilia in a storage unit somewhere in Little Rock?
That would be interesting. That would be really interesting. I have no idea. Maybe it'll end up on one of those like Storage Wars type reality shows or something where they, you know, like sell the contents of a U-Haul trailer. I don't know. I'm sure there's a lot left to be discovered, but I don't know who will be the one to discover it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for speaking with me about this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.